music of Wayne Watson. The song is Finest Hour. Voor dit het ons gehad Jonathan Robyn met Ek voel om aan te gaan. Ek moet vir sê, my bors brand nog so bietjie, want ek het toe in die saal ingegaan, waar die mense is, jy gewoons. En ons het ook gehad Retief Burger met Nou en Vir Altyd. Dit is nou 10:15 op Radio Tygerberg, 104 FM. Ek is Rosebud Sobane. En ek is die wonderlike voorreg om hier te wees saam met Beyond the Edge Tutoring. Hulle is bezig met 'n reeks buiteuitsendings en uitreike in die gemeenskap, waar hulle mense loop inlig oor die werk wat hulle doen. Dit is 'n organisasie met 'n mandaat van die Here direk om te sien na kinders en gemeenskappe wat sukkel, en vooral ouers wat nie kan bekostig om hulle kinders vir privaat onderrig te stuur nie, of vir private tutoring nie. Hulle help daai kinders. Nou, as jy meer inligting wil hê, dan moet jy asseblief kom na een van ons buiteuitsendings toe. Laas week was ons in Ravensmead, hierdie week is ons in Grassy Park by Fairmount Secondary School, volgende week is ons by Westpoort in Mitchells Plain, en die week daarna is ons iewers in Eerste Rivier, reg so? Oor 2 weke is ons in Eerste Rivier by Forest Village Leadership Academy, en ek het die voorreg om saam met hulle te beweeg en ook die voorreg om baie interessante mense te ontmoet wat vir ons 'n bietjie vertel van die werk wat hulle doen in die gemeenskap en wat hulle doen vir die onderrig, vir die bevordering van die onderrig van ons kinders in die gemeenskap. And I've got with me in the studio, I've got Miss Adrianse, Mrs. Adrianse, and she's from Cascade Primary School. And then I've also got Miss O'Shea, she's from Sans Souci. That is where she's from. Right, I've got that right. I was thinking sushi, but no, it's not sushi, like the other one. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us. Ms. Adrianse, I'm going to start with you. I know that education is at the heart of every educator, or we would hope at every educator. Sure. What are your thoughts about just education in general in our country at the moment, or in the province, let me say that?
Well, what I can see is that it is at the heart of each educator, and yeah. Education is a struggling field at this stage. We in the townships and so forth, we get different kinds of we serve a community that is very different to others. We serve a struggling community. Kids come from different backgrounds, okay, and in the system, education, I won't say that has failed us, because we try very hard to do our best under the circumstances and the conditions that we have. Yeah. Our teachers work very, very hard where that is concerned, to give our children the utmost best, and henceforth the outreach that we have of people like Edmund from Beyond Edge that engage with our communities. Mm. We reach out to community workers, we reach out to NGOs, those kind of things, all to make our job a little bit easier. Mm. If we don't have these organizations on board, we as teachers in schools, we can't do it on our own.
Yeah.
So we do need organizations such as Beyond Edge and those kind of organizations to assist us in this way.
Yeah.
And that is how we can strengthen each other's hand,
yeah,
by working together. And yeah, I'm not going to be doubtful about the fact that we have a problem in the education system that we need to overcome. But I feel that if we work together,
yeah,
we can overcome whatever challenges there is for us in the education system,
yeah,
because teachers really put their heart in what they do.
Yeah.
So at this stage, I am still hopeful that we can save our communities and even see the education system in South Africa improve,
yeah,
if we work together in this and everybody pulls and put their efforts into the education system.
I think that is such a powerful thing you're saying, is that it is not just the job and the responsibility of the educators, but there are so many organizations that are really trying, but also parents.
Yeah.
So quickly, just what would you say is the role of the parent in all of this, in the education of the child?
Well, I think the parent plays a vital role. No child can go without the support of a parent.
Yeah.
Parents in our homes, our children get stimulated. If we stimulate our children, if we give them opportunities, if we reach out, if we read to our children in the evening, if we extend our time that we have with our children,
yeah,
most of us, I come from a primary school, and what I find is that our children are so engaged with technology that we do not find the personal time to sit with our children.
Yeah.
And hence the finer things of tutoring answering or sitting with your child and engaging in active reading. Those kind of things are important for parents to be doing. And we find that less and less has been done because children are more and more engaged with devices and those kind of things. And we're not saying that they're not reading on those devices. They do have opportunities for those. But the personal touch has been missed out on that. And this is where parents need to take charge of it. I mean, engage more on that level where you give kids opportunities to read. Read the newspaper. Take them to libraries. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
We want all our kids to be able to be literate at the end of the day. But if parents are just going to hand a kid a device, we are going to find that we are going to lose our children in that way.
Yeah.
So devices are good. It does. It serves its purpose. And we know that that is where we are going the way that we are going at the moment. But it's also the personal touch that we need to add as a parent.
Absolutely.
To show that kind of interest in a child.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. This is Ms. Adrianse van Cascade Primary School. En wyse woorde wat sy daar vir ons gee. Ouers, ons kan nie die verantwoordelikheid nie op die onderwysers afskuif nie. Ons het 'n rol om te speel. Ms. O'Shea from Sans Susie. There we go. Thank you so very much again for joining us. We heard earlier of the PPA. I think Edmund and I spoke about it earlier. What is the PPA?
Yeah, we call the Progressive Principals Association. In 2011, we officially launched with Mr. Najjar, you know, the infamous Mr. Najjar, ex-principal of Spine, Mr. Chotty of Glendale, Mr. Brian Isaacs of South Peninsula, and so many others, started this organization in order to support. In 2011, I was a principal for about 3 years, you know, and I needed a mentor. And Mr. Najjar and many others filled that role. And that was the PPA was about helping schools and helping principals.
Mm.
Because we're the only ones that understand the challenges. You know, sitting in the seat as a principal, it's a hot seat. And you need like-minded people to talk to. You can't speak to a friend or a spouse or a teacher. So we principals, we decided we're going to be a network and support each other. And what we do is we do outreach and we support each other. A simple little thing. Somebody's run out of ink, for example. They're waiting for the delivery.
Yeah.
You just put it on the group and you say, I need some ink for my machine until tomorrow. 5-10 people respond quickly. We need to know about this. We need to know about that. Do you guys see the circular? Do you understand what the department is wanting? We just ask each other.
Yeah.
And then what we've done is we've partnered with a whole lot of businesses just to help our schools because we are from the poorer schools in our poorer disadvantaged communities. And then we have partnered with these various companies. And one of our long-standing, one of our best supporters is Edmund from Beyond the Edge Tutoring. He's the man with the biggest heart and the deepest pockets because he's always, no matter what you ask him, when you ask him or whatever it is, he never says no. I wonder if no
exists
in his vocabulary. No, I don't think so. I mean, we've done so many things with him and he's always just there and, you know, supportive. And this is how we as an organization can make things better for our schools. So it's principals and deputy principals just coming together and doing things. I mean, this morning, cold morning, but Ms. Adrianse and myself is here, the deputy of Fairmount is here, and we've come out to support Edmund because we know the value that he adds to our organization and to our schools.
That is absolutely awesome. Thank you so very much, Ms. O'Shea and Ms. Adrianse, for your time and for chatting to us a little bit. And I think if this doesn't emphasize the importance of education and the work that goes behind it, both by Beyond the Edge Tutoring and also the principals and the educators and different organizations in the community that just take hands because they want to see your child progress, then I don't know what is. This is commitment at its best. This is people saying, let's make a difference. Let's make a difference. Just thank you again to Edmund and his team for the work that they're doing. Now we are here at Fairmount Secondary School in Grassy Park. Please come and pop in if you have not yet done so. We've got teachers inside that are doing reading assessments and that can help you to see what, you know, at what level your child is at. They will tell you exactly how they go about supporting your child, and we would really, really like you to come out.